Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Finland is today becoming the 31st member of the NATO military alliance. It marks a historic strategic shift for the Nordic country, provoked by Russia's assault on Ukraine. Finnish accession doubles the alliance's border with Russia, running now from the Mediterranean to the Arctic Circle. The Kremlin branded Finland's membership as an assault on its security and said it would take countermeasures. Speaking in Brussels, NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg described it as an historic day.
The Washington Treaty, NATO's founding act, was signed on the 4th of April 1949, and today we are welcoming Finland as the 31st member of our alliance, and I can hardly think about any better way to mark our anniversary than having a new member coming into our alliance.
Let's talk now to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, this really is all about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, isn't it?
It is, Brian. It's a direct consequence of the Russian invasion. And it's interesting to look back at the opinion polls in Finland in the autumn of 2021, a few months before the invasion, and only about a third of people in Finland supported joining NATO. That was overturned very quickly, and broadly Finnish society and the political community have been very supportive of joining NATO. They made their application in Madrid at the Madrid summit in June of last year, and in less than a year they have now joined the alliance. Sweden is likely to follow suit once Turkey lifts its objections, but this is a very radical change in policy by Finland.
Just separately, Tony, there's been a police raid, it's been reported, just in the last while, on the headquarters of the European People's Party there in Brussels.
That's right. There's been a statement that Belgian and German police have raided the Brussels headquarters of the European People's Party, Rue de Commerce, very close to the European institutions. And the police have said that it is connected to an inquiry in Thuringia in Germany. That's one of the German states. The European People's Party said in a statement it's cooperating in full transparency with the authorities and providing all relevant information and documentation. So we don't know exactly what this raid is about, but we hope to keep people informed as we get more information.
All right, and no doubt more from you in the course of the day on both those stories. But for the moment, Tony, thank you very much for that.